Welcome to the show. Welcome to your Thought Life podcast. I am your host, Michael Anderson. And on this podcast, we help people overcome mindset challenges to fast track personal and professional success. If you haven't done so already, do take a moment as you complete this episode and leave us a rating and a review. These have been formidable forces to help us gain new listeners that we can share this style of content with those who seek it. We're making a profound impact in numerous countries, more to follow in our 200th episode celebration that'll be coming up this month. Thank you so much for your support of this show and for this podcast. We could not do this without your support. Today, we're going to talk about failing forward and turning fear into fuel in the realm of personal and professional growth. The space with which we help people fast track success, we find that the fear of failure often stands as a formidable barrier for us, for others, for the ones we love, being able to achieve their highest aspirations. This barrier is literally, for some, an impenetrable force that they have been wrestling with for decades. And what we want to do today is really come to understand why that barrier exists. What can we do to tear it down? And I want you to think about a shadow for just a moment. Our shadows follow us. Sometimes that shadow or that critical inner voice, however you chalk it up to be, will whisper words of doubt into our minds. When the doubt is entered in to our minds, well, guess what happens? We start to feel things that we felt in time past that have led us to the doorstep of fear. And what happens, family, is by embracing fear, it stops us cold turkey. It is, in fact, that barrier, albeit it was designed in our ancestry to be an early warning device, it's still serving the same purpose, but we don't necessarily need that type of warning device any longer. So what should we do? The big idea here is we have to learn a system and some strategies, which I'm going to share with you today, on how we embrace fear, learn to fail forward, which is going to act as a critical cornerstone for building resilience and fortitude. We're going to need both of these as we attempt to go outside of our normal boundary or outside of our comfort zone, that when we do this, we can trust in ourselves and we'll have the audacity to say that, yes, we can do this. And yes, we're okay with these feelings of uncertainty, and they will not dictate or act like a barrier to our evolution, to our goals, our dreams, our aspirations. Research within the field of neuroscience reveals a fascinating family. I mean, I truly am fascinated by this interplay that takes place between fear, failure, and the brain's reward system. Encountering failure truly sets the stage for adaptive learning. This is one of the primary vehicles that we need to evolve. It also activates new neurological pathways that are also critical for what? Resilience and for fortitude. If you want future success, science says that you absolutely must master the fear of failure. Because it's in this facing, if you will, fear head on, having the right thing to say with the fortitude and the resilience, this is literally how you take fear and transform it into fuel. The dread of failure, the dread of falling short of the mark, stems from societal expectations. Some people have bouts of personal perfectionism. And then there's some learned behavior that is baked into us, as I shared earlier, from our ancestry. There have been other people I've met that They don't want to miss the mark because they fear what people may say. They fear what people may think. All of these things come together and create for us that barrier that I keep mentioning. But fear shouldn't compel us to shy away from challenge. If we're going to use it as fuel, we need to be able to look that challenge in the face and be prepared to depart from the familiar. It's only in the unfamiliar that we get some of life's greatest gains. On the other side of saying, yes, I feel the fear, but I'm going to do it anyway, is that tenacity, the fortitude, and the resilience that we need to keep us moving forward. And by understanding this root cause, now you've got the first step conquered that we can begin to dismantle this whole fear-based system that we find ourselves in over and over again. We want to harness the power of fear of failure. And for us to do that, we have to redefine our relationship with failure. Failure can no longer be the driving force or barrier that prevents us from moving forward. From this day forward, family, we make a decision together as a family unit that fear will not maintain its grip on us. We will feel the fear and we will do it anyway. It's not going to be the signpost of inadequacy. It's not going to be a letter grade like when we were in school. It's going to be viewed as a learning opportunity, an opportunity for further growth and development, and to do it a second or third time with more information than we had the first time. This is how we redefine fear. This is a transformative process that takes place in a systematic format that does not signal in any way, shape, or form that we're not enough. Let me now share with you some things that you can begin to add to your arsenal that when these fear-based thoughts start to ruminate in your head, that's when you think on something that doesn't serve you and you don't reframe it and you allow it to maintain its normal negative edge over a period of time. That's ruminating incorrectly. I want to give you some tools now that you can begin to utilize ASAP that you can change this narrative. And the first one is embracing vulnerability. Let me talk about me. I was raised in an environment where trust was not something you gave to anyone, not your family members, not anyone in your social circle, not authoritative figures, and certainly no one in your neighborhood. Imagine growing up with a huge disconnect like that. Always, to my earlier analogy, like the shadow whispering things into my ear each time I want to do something that would require vulnerability. That was an automatic no. It's open and shut case. Well, we've got to learn to be open, to make ourselves vulnerable. It's very human for us to be able to open up. It's a tremendous tool for letting go of things that don't allow us to foster connections. We need connections. Connections are made by us humbling ourselves to some extent, making ourselves or showing ourselves as friendly, and being vulnerable, sharing out of our life's experience, sharing out of our history, who we are, what makes us tick, and why we might be a good person for someone to have a relationship with. This is first and foremost. There is one caveat. That is, when we begin to acknowledge vulnerability, this demonstrates bravery. Because if you are like me, if you never allow yourself to go outside of the circle and trust people and literally put your trust in their hands, when you begin to do this, you signal to your inner being that you're not the same person. Your bravery has come up to a level that supersedes where you've ever been. And this is a beautiful setup because this is going to give you further courage to do those things that are outside of your normal wheelhouse. You check this one off as a win. You keep marching forward. Guess what? You get greater courage and greater audacity to go after your dreams, your goals, your aspirations. Number two is redefining failure. We talked about it a little bit. We want to change the vantage point. This is not a situation where you do it once. You only get one try. If you don't get it right the first time, you're done. Gone are those days. The letter grade system where you self-impose a grade on yourself because you didn't quite meet the mark, or having expectations that are outside of reality. None of these things will allow you to be your best version. So we've got to redefine what failure looks like. Failure is just a momentary setback packed with a bunch of lessons learned. What we do in our space and what we do as an overachieving community is we see failure just like I just shared it. It was an opportunity for us to say, I am willing to launch out in the deep. I am willing to make some small errors if necessary in order to get past this milestone that I can keep marching toward my objective. So we don't see this as a one and done. This is a process that we're going through where we're looking at all of the things that have gone right. We're sustaining those. We're looking at the component that didn't go as planned. We're tweaking it and we're going at it again. This cyclical process here is very healthy. It's very nurturing. And it will most certainly help you to redefine failure. Because as you do this and you see that it works, it can't help but to give you the next bullet, which is the resilience. This ability to fail, but build muscle as a result of the failure, because it's not literally a failure. It was an attempt that you went at to see which pieces were good and which pieces needed to be modified. It is literally that simple. Number three is one of the topics that we speak about a lot on the channel and on the podcast, and that's the growth mindset and cultivating that. If you have a fixed mindset, your fixed mindset always says to you, these are the circumstances that are before us. There isn't anything that we can do about them. We have to accept what is being presented to us. Therefore, we don't have a next course of action. Well, that's the old definition of failure, is it not? That's the one we just said we no longer have a partnership with. We agreed as a community that this is not for us. We can't do life like that and hit some of the targets that we have for ourselves, for our loved ones. We're abandoning that whole mental mindset and adopting in its place the growth mindset that says, hey, guess what? We do have the ability to pivot here. Let's sort of take this and work backward. Is there information that I can gain from others who have been here and done that? Yes. Is there information that I can use in, say, a Claude or a ChatGPT or some large language model that is predicated on a whole bunch of volumes of information in this specific topic to give me an edge? Huh, yes, most certainly. Is there ability for me to group myself with others who are trying to seek the same types of goals and outcomes that are in varying levels? Some may be right where I am and some above me, where I can leverage that whole think tank style? And the answer again is yes. So there is an abundance that we can do when we're glass half full or in a growth mindset. Number four is setback analysis. This is a super cool concept because now we're dealing with objectivity. This approach helps us to maintain an emotional distance from the setback, meaning if you're in a task and that task is outside of your wheelhouse and you don't perform up to the standard, whatever that is, or the mark, objectivity says we don't become emotionally engaged like that about this. We don't do that. Instead, what we do is we keep a distance between the events and our emotions. Sometimes that's going to require a heightened sense of awareness. What's that mean? That means that if you know this is in an area where you've already got some battle scars from the past and you've got some issues that perhaps you haven't fully dealt with, fully recovered from, all the more so when you take on this new task, you need awareness that this could act as a trigger for one of those old incidents. We're going to keep a very healthy balance and a healthy distance between the event and our emotions creeping in to try to elevate it to a place where we start to feel like we're in a fixed mindset or in such an emotional mindset because of the past that we get paralyzed. Then we're going to take actionable insights. What part went correctly? What part did not go correctly? Let's go dissect the part that didn't go correctly and let's review what we did. Let's utilize some of those think tanks, some of those online resources, some of the additional learning that is literally at our fingertips to go see how have others overcome this specific issue. And we're going to pinpoint it. We're going to apply the fix to our unique set of circumstances and off to the races we go with the next attempt. If it doesn't work, start back over with the exact same approach until it works. We do not give up. We do not give in. Lastly, we're going to celebrate our wins. You heard me say at the top of the podcast, we're going to hit 200 episodes this month, the month of April. And let me tell you, I just feel like we need to do something really epic. And just you wait, we most certainly will. We're going to really make this into a big deal because it's a big milestone. And there's going to be some content that I share with you in that 200 episode that's really going to blow your mind. And you may have heard pieces and parts of it. Nonetheless, this warrants a celebration. In the same way, when you hit a milestone, when you deploy some of the techniques you've learned today to get past where you are, to get past the hurdle, to overcome a huge barrier that's been a part of your identity for X number of years, you most certainly want to celebrate that win. Do something big, something extravagant, and do it with other people that is incredibly memorable. Why? What's the big idea there? The big idea is anytime you are in a situation like the one we just painted and you have continuously motivated yourself to the end, you've deployed new data, you've deployed new skills, you've deployed new strategies to get you out of that situation. This is the largest positive momentum building exercise that we have available to us. And to the extent that we just look past it, it should be journaled. We should celebrate it. Like I keep saying, this should be a really big deal because guess what? As long as you have goals and aspirations that are way out yonder, that are well beyond what you can see yourself doing, there's going to be some situations that arise that really put you in a place where you got to do this process all over again. And to the extent that you can look back on this big celebration when you get to a sticky point, gosh, I'm here to tell you, when you're able to do that and you look back and you've got that big old honking win, that you celebrated and you can start to see pieces and parts of that, it'll take you right out of that funk and put you right back in the technique that got you through the last one, and it'll get you through the next one. Fear is only as deep as the mind allows. Remember that. I want to thank you so much for your time and for your attention today. If there's anything you want to share with me, you can reach me directly on IG at Your Thought Life, Y-O-R, Thought Life, no spaces. And I want to remind you, as I always do, you are enough. You can do it. And you are uniquely equipped to realize your goals. Until next time, take care and be safe.